Thank you. some energy on it. Energy. No, electricity.
Oh, electricity. Some
electricity.
Can you hear us well, guys? Hello, everyone. Okay. I hope you can hear me. I think they can hear us, but a few seconds. Let's wait a few seconds.
I always get little electricity bumps here. That's okay.
It's okay? Yeah. Do you want me mine, maybe?
Maybe change.
Mis hermanos mexicanos, estuvo de huevos. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much to all of you for watching. Thank you very much,
thank
Nicolas.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
It was amazing, like magical, I think.
Thank you, yeah.
How do you feel today? I must say, first of all, that it was a bit stressful.
Super lucky,
We were super lucky.
I felt some raindrops coming down. So, shit, really at the beginning. So, but yeah. That went well.
Very lucky, yeah. And you played yesterday in a festival in Tulum, Art With Me. Yep. Today you played here in Chiapas at Cañón del Sumidero, which is like maybe 2,000 or 1,500 kilometers from there. A lot of traveling. No, how is your experience so far with Mexico?
It's the first time here, actually. So
first time.
That was actually quite interesting thing. Because I always love going to new places, and I've been invited a lot of times, but it never happened. So now during the pandemic, it was even weirder to get an invitation to come to Tulum. Okay, yeah, why not? You know, let's do that. And then, you know, we got in touch, and yeah, it was intense last 3 days were really intense. So just flying. So yeah, sorry. Yeah, but it's
now you can
amazing
rest,
to be here. And I mean, I was busy looking at my stuff, but it's really, really gorgeous here. So.
Yeah, it's really gorgeous, and the sunset was beautiful, and of course went really well with your music.
Cool.
Let's speak a bit about the live stream, and I feel that the live stream is really like we see a lot of live stream online.
Especially nowadays.
Nowadays,
right,
it's I think very good tool for artists.
Yeah.
Like a very good way of expression. How do you think it will evolve now?
First of all, it's a good thing also during the pandemic to have something, you know, to play. First of all, so the artists that doing that or take the trouble to record like a streaming gig, they're really fortunate, I guess. That's super important. I don't know. I mean, you can't always stream forever, and I guess you will have at some point all the locations are done with you. So I don't know. I think it's about what you do, like going to special places, take the music to these locations, and connect the music with the nature around us. Or maybe, you know, we have the same in Berlin, Unite We Stream, that takes people in the club environment, just an empty club, but you know that you can get the feeling. And yeah, I think it's really important, but I don't know where it will evolve, but you will know, I guess.
We'll see. This live stream was maybe very special for you. How did you prepare it? There was a lot of unreleased songs, for example.
Yeah, some stuff. I will release an album next year, of course. I knew that I'm going to Tulum, so I prepared a basic set, and then, you know, we got in touch, and I think, oh shit, I have to prepare something like much better than this, you know, which was a bit of, you know, like some pressure on it, but maybe that was worth it, because I felt quite comfortable playing it, and, you know, I practiced a lot before that, of course, but I think... You have to make something special, and that's, you know, the beauty of going to such a place and then get the opportunity to make a good live set.
I was checking the online questions. Question from Beatrix Hideg. How do you choose the different cultures' music to use in your songs? Is it through traveling there or just listening to different folk music from around the world?
Yeah, it's definitely going places. So the first song was... there was a flute, and it really, like, you know, sticking in your ear. And that was recorded in Rajasthan in India. Mm. So some really some in a local village, that guy was playing like a wooden flute. And so, you know, I recorded that and pitched it up and, you know, take it to the song. And the other samples sometimes happens to, I collect them in the internet basically. So I start an idea, and then there's a website where you can check out different recordings of, you know, for example, in Africa, you click into Benin, and then they have like some recordings from somebody that went there and recorded some local musicians. So that's always a source of inspiration, actually. So it doesn't need to be African, it doesn't need to be South American. It just happens to a coincidence click, and then okay, that sounds nice. Maybe you can pitch it up and down and bring it into the music.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. You told me right before that you were really focused on your music today. Yeah. Do you ever get distracted? And what distracts you when you play live?
Actually, I got the question a lot from playing with an audience, and some people come up, what's wrong with you? You never look up. You always look at your stuff, and I was like, what's the problem with that? You know, if you want a party DJ, you know, then ask somebody else. You know, what is the matter with not paying attention to you, but paying attention to the music? That, you know, the better I do it, you know, that's for your enjoyment, you know.
Of course, and now I can understand even better that with this background, you enter in a bubble.
Exactly. No? Maybe I watch it later, and then I just can enjoy it maybe a little bit more
when you will get some more sleep. Okay, so I'm looking at. So let's speak about your next album, fourth album. A lot of questions online about this. We are really excited about it.
Cool. Good to hear.
Question for Marcus: What can we expect from album 4?
Oh, actually, I thought about it a little bit of. A second Passepartout, like the last album I did, like a little bit of that, you know, a part volume 2 basically. Mm. So I took the same environment, the same I recorded in the same studio, same equipment, so it sounds a little bit like this, but much more acoustic sometimes, so a lot of down tempo as well. Mm. You know, but you know, they heard some songs, so
yeah,
you know.
And when will it be released?
We start releasing it in I think will be February, and then the final release some months afterwards, you know,
hopefully when the COVID is over.
That was the plan, you know. Just
I saw your post on Facebook, like, when the shit is over.
I got some some feedback.
Where did you create this album?
I live in Berlin, so I guess in my studio. Mm. So that's where I live, and where it all comes together. It's nothing special. It's like a little place, not fancy acoustic wise, or I don't have too much equipment, like output gear, but I have a lot of instruments, like too much, I guess. So that's always the inspiration. So you sit down, you have your PC, and you record it through that, but you invite people to record, to play guitar, and I, you know, play drums or something, you know. So yeah, that's Berlin. You know, Berlin is not the place for this kind of music, I know, but it happens that I live there. So
it is because you did it.
I don't know. Yeah.
You told me that it was kind of a volume 2 of Passepartout.
Yeah.
Do you often get scared of doing the same than before? And if so, how do you go over that?
I think it's a beautiful thing that you repeat yourself. Otherwise, you know, people wouldn't. You know, they listen to somebody's music, and I think and they straight away say, this is from this artist, and this is from Parfakuva maybe. So this is a good thing, so that people can, you know, if they listen to something, that sounds like him, you know. So yeah, repetition it's something that you have to take care of, but after an album you take a break for a year and then you come back fresh and then start fresh with some fresh ideas. Yeah.
Okay, I read somewhere that you were really inspired from classical music like Debussy or even Ludovico Einaudi. Have you ever wanted to create classical music or new?
I'm already booked the studio for December to record some piano. Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
But you know, just piano songs basically. Mm. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. I don't know.
That's exciting.
I haven't done that so far. So yeah.
Nice. Well, thank you very much, Nicolas.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
It was a great honor to have you here.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
And we have a little tradition. It's the mystery box. A little gift for you.
Let me open it. Shall I take it out?
It's a big, very nice glove, handmade in Mexico. I hope you will like
nice.
It.
Nice, so cool. Great. Something I can bring back, you know,
because yes.
I have no time at all.
Some nice souvenir.
I will fly back. I will fly back. Tomorrow, no.
You're flying back tomorrow or Wednesday?
And Wednesday, but, you know, I will probably sleep tomorrow, so I won't have this opportunity to bring something. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you, man. thank you everyone for watching. You were a lot of people commenting, sharing your love as usual, so we are really happy about that, and we'll see you very soon, so stay tuned. Bye.
Woo!
Congrats.
Yeah, it's kind of.
Oh,
you were like, okay. Fuck, sorry. That's super nice.
Yeah.
When did you shop it? Because you
in Tulum. You had like no time.
Yeah, well, I had no.